everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to know if y'all heard that big.
I'm sure they did.
Hello!
Kirsten's over
here
doing breathing
exercises.
Because
they didn't like my last introduction, so I had to redo.
She sounded like she was like a dying Karen.
A dying Karen?
Mm-hmm. Like a Karen that has exhausted herself listening to somebody like argue with her. And she got to the point where she was like, all right.
Okay.
Maybe a melting Karen.
I think melting is a
what
little
what a world,
bad.
What a world.
Like, what was the snowman's name in Frozen? Was it Orlov?
Something like that. You could just go with Frosty.
That's true.
Frosty Melton.
Frosty. Never mind.
Kirsten's struggling, y'all.
I can't talk today. I've been talking a lot today.
Me too.
A lot.
Maybe we should sing the whole podcast and that'll help us get through it.
They don't want to hear me sing. I mean, I can do a little something when I'm in the mood.
Okay.
But,
you know. Drop something for us.
I'm not about to do it right now.
Your choice.
What?
I want to hear it. Hey.
You just got to catch me one day. I can. When I was a kid, my mom was like, you sound pretty good.
That's
like,
what my mom told me.
But, you know.
Tyrell's still mad that she tells me that to this day. You can't sing.
That's so
Who
rude.
Who said it?
Oh, my jeez. Okay. Anywho, how we've been gone for a minute. So how has your 2 weeks been?
Woo, child. It's been good. Went on vacation, you know, got a little lit in the house, did a lot of eating, got some beach time in, relaxing, sleep, feeling good, feeling great, feeling good. And how are you, Kirsten?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I've been chilling for the most part. It's been really good weather. Was it last week? We had beautiful weather. So I've been outside.
Sure.
I've been
Don't
working
remember.
Out a lot.
Ooh.
Which I've been enjoying.
Golf club.
Thank you. Riding my bike. I've been chilling, really. Work picked back up as far as getting busy again with the holidays coming. So
I feel you, sis. But,
that's neither here nor there. It's fine. Other than that, I can't complain. Oh, and then over Labor Day weekend, I got surprised with a 75-inch TV. So, yeah.
Marlon bought you a TV? Where mine at?
What? It was weird because the thing is, since me and Marlon have met, he always would say, Kirsten, you got to get bigger TVs because his vision is not the greatest in one eye. So he's always like, I'm sorry,
That's
I probably shouldn't
excuse.
Have told y'all that, but
That's
still.
Not an excuse.
But he's always like,
niggas come
room,
up with any excuse to buy a big TV.
Oh, for sure. But like, the one in my room is only like 30-something, 40 inches. I don't care.
That's how my was, Tyrell would be like, your damn TV in your room is a laptop. When I met him, I was like, it's fine for me.
Right. I was like, I said, you can move it. It's mounted. You just move it forward. If it bothers you, he's like, Kirsten, this is not okay. And then the one in the living room, I think was 55 inches or something. Mm-hmm. It was decent. But he was like, you have this big
TV
wall space.
Big.
You should do something. And I was like, and I always would reply with, you want me to have a big TV? You go buy a bigger TV.
Well, he was
Sunday
fed up.
Morning, we woke up and he was like, I'm trying to do something. Cause he was on the phone a lot. And I was like, what are you doing? Cause I'm trying to get
he
something
woke
done.
Up sick of it.
Girl. Next thing I know, he's like, all right, come, let's go for a ride. I took us to get pedicures. We went and got pedicures, all types of stuff. Just had a little self-care weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, I got to go to Best Buy cause I got to pick up something. And I was like, oh, okay. Girl, I said, do you need me to come? No, you can stay. I could see him through the glass. Like, I was like, what the hell is he doing? And then I see this big ass box coming through behind. I said, Marlon, what the hell? I said, Marlon, are you serious? He was like, you kept telling me if I wanted a bigger one to buy a bigger one, and we've got a bigger one.
Well,
I was like, okay.
So you moved the 55 upstairs?
No, the 55 is probably going to go in my room because no one is ever upstairs.
Okay.
The 30, the whatever one is in my room, I might put that in my office now upstairs.
Gotcha.
But I don't know yet. But, you know, Marlon mounted the TV in a day. Like,
girl,
the boy
lit.
Was,
they be lit.
I was like, oh, my God.
What kind? What brand?
Samsung.
Okay.
The 7 series. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can't lie. It'd be lit when you get it. It is. But I just don't want to buy it. Like, no. I don't need it. So for me, it was like, whatever. And then, like, girl, I've been looking at that TV. Just turn the movie on. Can we watch something? I enjoy it. I think
it's something to do with balls. Like, when you have balls.
What?
When you have balls,
okay,
you have this like, I don't know if maybe when you have balls, TVs appear smaller than they actually are, so that's what makes them think that they need big TVs. Uh-huh. Or maybe if you have balls, there's something inside the balls that attracts you more to bigger TVs. But that's the only correlation I can think of, because it's across all men.
It doesn't matter who you are. All men want ridiculously large TVs.
Mm-hmm, if you have balls.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, football season about to start.
And even men that don't like sports.
They don't. But they just want a big-ass TV.
I don't understand.
It's the quality. You can see the details. Like, Avengers or some shit was on. He was like, look, you can see the stubbles in Thanos' beard. I don't give a fuck about his stubbles.
No.
I don't care.
I can grasp the story.
I got it. Without the Thanos'
pubic haired beard. I can grasp that. Thank you.
Girl, but I've enjoyed it. He did surprise me with that. I was like, oh. So he.
That's awesome.
Girl, we went and bought food home. I ate my food, was chilling. This boy's in the living room. Babe, can you help me with this real quick? I need to get the TV up and I need you to. I was like, Marlon, you're not going to eat? When I'm done. No. Okay, threw that damn TV up so quick. He was like, where's the remote?
Now I got to figure out how to turn it on. Now I got to get the sound settings right. Now I got to log into every account of streaming that we have all today. All of it.
Now, I'm not sitting down until I'm done.
Literally.
Yeah, so that happened. It was fun, though. It was hilarious. I'm enjoying my new 75-inch TV. He was like, just know when we move. It's only big TVs. I was like, okay.
Meanwhile, it's only the TVs that are coming with us.
Right.
Okay. Like, y'all just be out here. Lord.
Yeah. And then my parents decided they're going to come for Thanksgiving. So they'll be here.
Yay.
They bring in the crew. My mama, my daddy, my brother, his girlfriend, my little sister, everybody. I said, where is everybody going to sleep? It's my question.
Well, they all were here. Christmas?
Mm-mm.
Wasn't that Christmas when they all were?
It was just Ricky and his girlfriend.
Wait, okay, then when were your parents here?
The year before last, 2018.
They weren't here with Ricky?
No.
Oh, wow. I'm blending it all together.
It has been a very long time since all four of us have been in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, that's exciting.
So they'll be here. I think they'll be here for a week, so.
Oh, God. That just mellowed my excitement for you.
They don't come till the day before Thanksgiving, and they're leaving like that Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, so are they going to celebrate your birthday while they're here?
Maybe. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure I'll finagle it in. My birthday's the week before Thanksgiving this year.
I'm pretty sure I'll finagle it in. What we doing? Y'all taking me out? I want steaks. I want lobster. I'm a bad bitch. It's that season.
They used to that for me, though. Like, anytime at Thanksgiving roll around, I see my parents. So, you know, my birthday was about a week ago.
What we doing?
You know, I want a whole nother
75-inch TV.
So, we'll see. But, yeah, they'll be here Thanksgiving and... That'll be fun. I'm excited, one, just because it's been a while since all of us have been in the same room, and then I'm also excited because my mama gonna cook, and I miss
Kirsten
her cooking.
Kirsten loves her mom's cooking.
I do. Her ass be throwing down.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
That's how they
Anywho.
Do.
Anywho, well, let's get into some topics, shall we?
Ooh, hot topics.
Okay, this is just a side one. You remember when I was telling y'all about the Trey Songz peeing controversy? So that entire like platform has become a podcast. The girls that were doing the confessions started their own podcast.
Who's tuning in? Somebody.
You would be surprised. And they are essentially talking about the celebrities they've slept with. They bring on other women that sleep with celebrities.
Well, let me get my time to shine. Who do I need to sleep with?
Thought Next Door podcast. That is the name of it. And from the Thought Next Door podcast, we learned that Odell Beckham likes for women to poop on him.
I don't believe that.
You didn't hear about that story? No. It's hilarious. I was like, really?
I don't believe that.
Now, he did respond quite like witty. He was like, I mean, hey, just trying to get through it day by day, no matter what shit comes my way. I was like, hey, man.
I don't believe that.
Somebody's like, well, he does play for the Browns. I was like, all right. You know, the internet had fun with it for a day.
A man that takes that much care of his hair probably is very clean overall. Yeah, and
he probably don't do germs at all.
No.
He don't seem like the type. Mm-mm. But, you know, people got their kinks.
They do have their kinks.
People have their kinks.
I'm not believing that.
Not kink shaming anyone here, but, you know, people have their kinks. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air 30-year reunion is coming to HBO Max, including the original Aunt Viv.
I saw that.
That's going to be interesting because over the last few years, Janice Hubert, who has played Aunt Viv in the first, I don't know, 2-3 seasons?
Maybe? I have no idea.
I don't know. She has been very vocal about the drama and the bullshit that she went through. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting to see.
But I don't think she's going to be with the whole cast.
She won't. It looks like it's just her and Will. They probably got some shit to air out, first of all.
Let me tell you.
You know they do. Because she was letting his ass have it for a minute. She was like, Will is a drama king. He want everybody to kiss the ring and I'm not doing that shit. I was like, okay. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it's the year of it's all love for the Smiths.
Oh, I'm like, for who?
The Smiths.
Because it ain't nothing but demons and hate running around outside.
I mean, that is true. But for the Smiths, it's all love. They just trying to squash the beef.
They are entangled in love.
Okay, honey. They just trying to get through it. Strong Black Lead has dropped all the beautiful black sitcoms that we grew up loving.
Not all of them. I think there's still some left.
Who are we missing? Girlfriends is on there now.
Now, today. I thought there was some more coming end of the month. But maybe they're all. Moesha, no, 101.
Oh, 101 isn't there yet.
I think they'll all be released by the end of September.
Okay.
All the UPN shows, I think, will be released by. Yeah, I've been watching Moesha. Okay. I've honestly still kind of actively watch Sister, so I wasn't excited about that coming to Netflix.
Every rerun, I'd be like, "Ooh, Sister."
Yeah,
on.
I watch that so regularly.
Go home, Roger. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Side note: somebody on Twitter said they was watching Sister, and they were like, "Damn, Roger was about the same age as his wife was now."
Yep, 19-year-old married a 19-year-old.
No, but I've been killing Moesha. About halfway through season two. And that's a show that I've seen quite a few Moesha episodes, but I didn't really grow up watching it consistently like I grew up watching Sister. And it has been, that show aged really well.
It did.
Like, it did. Miles be hitting, like,
I love Miles
and D. Everyone else can honestly go.
Yeah.
And Hakeem, Miles, D, and Hakeem, and Kim.
Yeah.
Them four, my favorites. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I crack up. Been really enjoying that. But I never really watched Girlfriends. Like, I've probably seen. Yeah. Okay. You gotta remember, I couldn't watch TV Monday through
that
Thursday as a child.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So I'm really excited to start Girlfriends. I mean, I've seen probably 10 to 15 episodes. Mm-hmm. I know the premise.
Okay.
But I can't wait. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm really going to be able to relate.
You'll get why they compare Yvonne Orji's character Molly to Tony Childs all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. They are literally the same character. The exact
same
character.
I'm so excited to watch
all
of Girlfriends.
It's such a good show. It's Girlfriends is my... That's my shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And in some more black excellence, Charlamagne the God officially launches the Black Effect podcast network.
What's that? Oh, a network. Well, how we get on it, Kirsten?
I don't know yet. They haven't announced all that. Oh, he's starting with 18 podcasts. Most of the podcasts are by rich and famous people.
Oh, I was like, well, how come he didn't call us?
I don't know. They're curated by, it was curated by him, so he picked certain ones to be on there, but there will be more.
Y'all need to tweet Charlamagne, tell Charlamagne to consider us.
Yes. The Not Safe for Work podcast.
Black, it don't get more black than this, and y'all be sure to tell him that I went to USC and that I talked to him on the phone once. Okay, so we're basically cousins.
Okay. Ma'am, Okay. All right, let's see. I wouldn't call it black excellence. They want to be black. Anywho, the Kardashians are ending for next year.
Girl, the fact that you even thought about
that. I said they want to be black. That's what made me throw it in there. Anywho,
wait, is Khloe Kardashian pregnant again?
I don't know.
Okay, I'd be seeing random things, but you know I refuse to click into anything.
I know, I have no clue. All I know is they keep getting darker. That's all I keep seeing is darker. It may be the brunette hair. I saw a picture of them with all dark hair, but I'm like, y'all keep getting darker. All the aunties gather. Patti LaBelle versus Gladys Knight is happening this weekend. Sunday at 8 p.m. They will be taking you to church. I don't know if I'm going to watch that, if I'm being honest.
I'm not excited.
Okay.
A lot of people are really excited.
They are.
And don't get me wrong, y'all. I love Patti LaBelle and I love Gladys Knight, but not enough to
watch. I can understand. Well, shit, if it's any of the length of time as Brandy and Monica's, but I don't.
Everybody was complaining they're normally that long.
To me, they weren't. I think it was the poems. I think it was the poems between. I was like, ooh, girl.
Girl, nobody asked for this.
None.
We didn't talk about this.
I have another poem. No, because we went on vacation right after.
Girl, it gave me life.
Did it?
Life.
That's good. Monica and we are not a group.
We are not a group. And I was so glad she said that. Brandy was working my nerves. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Brandy. Brandy was trying to ease the tension.
But don't try and ease the tension and then simultaneously 10 seconds later throwing in shade.
Oh, it was a shady mess.
Because everybody was like, Monica's being shady. I don't feel like Monica was that shady. I feel like she was defensive to the shade. But Brandy was the one throwing these oddball comments out. Yeah, you did that to me once. Monica said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not kick down your door or smack you, chick. No. And then Brandy humble bragging the whole time.
You know, I harmonize. You subtle with your harmonies. Like, you got the slightest.
She was so shady.
I was like, Brandy is being shady as hell.
She literally was Moesha personified.
Battle. I have, and Monica was just sitting.
Chilling.
But she could have sang The Boy Is Mine. That's what everybody
well,
came
Well, Brandy
for.
Could let it also be on streaming services for her. But, I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Brandy won't let The Boy Is Mine
go
be on streaming
services? Go to Monica's
services?
The Boy Is Mine album. It's not, you can't listen to it there.
What?
Yes.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I felt like in general, like it was a little bit of a shade fest, but I also felt like people were hyping it up. But I enjoyed it. I am a Monica fan.
Yes.
Like,
you love Monica.
And she loves me back.
She told her so on a plane one day.
Thank you, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
So I'm loyalty is what it is. Like, I wasn't budging, but I also just really love Monica's music too.
Yeah,
like, and
Monica
I don't really
sing.
I don't really fuck with Brandy's music like that.
Fat. Monica is hood, what they call a Gunica.
Yes.
Don't play with her.
I love her.
Monica Gunetta Denise. I saw that on Twitter.
Bruh. Twitter was on fire.
They
I was hollering.
Oh my gosh.
Cardi
Monica
was side-eyeing me the whole night because I would be back there like, oh!
And Cardi
boy,
was
if you ever!
Oh, Lord.
Cardi looking at me like, man. Finally she got off the bed. She literally rolled her eyes at me because she like, I was singing something and she looked back and she was like, ugh, and just got up and moved to her bed. She was like, I'm sick of it. I can't take no
Cardi
more.
Cardi was like, I can't. I'm tired of this shit.
It was epic.
It was such a good battle. It was. We didn't think it was gonna happen, but it happened.
It happened.
Congratulations goes out to Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert on the birth of their baby girl, Rue. It's such a cute
name.
Wait,
what? What's
her name is Rue.
Like from The Hunger Games?
Like from Euphoria. I was gonna say Ethiopia, it's Euphoria.
Oh.
Rue Rose.
Okay.
Yes. She was also born in a bathroom. Like Junie.
I saw that.
And Erykah Badu was their doula. I mean,
how do I employ Erykah Badu to be my doula?
You just got to know her, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to get that voicemail service that is at the end of her Hotline Bling remix. If you don't know Erykah.
It's hilarious. Let me see. At 3:28 a.m. on September 6, 2020, Rue Rose decided that the baby shower thrown for her and mommy was too lit. She didn't make the party, but she managed to make the next day her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Now, when we buy homes, we always find a bathroom with great energy. But not in a million years would you be able to tell me we deliver both of our daughters in a bathroom without the assistance of a hospital.
Okay, pause. That was a subtle flex, first of all.
Oh, 100%.
When we buy homes.
We look for a bathroom with great energy.
Second of all, the first one wasn't supposed to be in a... Junie wasn't supposed to be in a bathroom.
No.
She just came quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She went to the bathroom and was like, damn, I'm giving birth. And just... Shling. Iman caught the baby.
But I also want to talk about, because I saw someone repost something on Facebook mm-hmm. that was like, see, Tiana Taylor has had two natural births at home, unassisted. You're stronger than you think you are.
Bitch, what? You don't have everybody's to- strength is different. What you mean? So what if she did that shit? That's her right.
Don't believe these doctors who are trying to drug you up, da 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 da.
No, I agree with some of it. I completely understand some of it, but it's also like a woman can do whatever the hell she wants. If she want to deliver her baby with an epidural, if she want to do it, it's every woman's choice.
Well, my thing is, y'all... Having a baby in a bathroom is not the safest thing.
Mm-mm.
Like, childbirth in general is not easy. It's not dangerous. Safe.
Yeah.
So let's not shame women into thinking that they need to be empowered to have a baby in a bathtub. Because who gonna take liability when shit goes, when the umbilical cord is not long enough?
Yeah.
And the baby is being sucked back in. That's what happened to me. My umbilical cord wasn't long enough. That's why my mama had to have a C-section. What's going to happen when the umbilical cord is wrapped around the baby's neck? What's going to happen? Like, it's so many things that can happen. So, like, don't, if you see stuff like that, don't feed into it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you also being surrounded by professionals that deliver multiple babies a day.
Well, even professionals be educated. That are allies. Exactly. Because some of these doctors out here really don't be listening to black women. Women, period. You. But they really don't listen to black women because the books that they learn from tell them that black women have a higher tolerance of pain, which is not true.
Yeah. But just be educated. But that really irritated me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all twisting this to be something that could be very dangerous for somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Whew. And I was like, because you know I had to comment. Of course. I was like, and she unintentionally had her baby in the tub at first. So, of course, she felt probably empowered to do that the second time because she knew her body could handle it. She had been through that experience.
Yeah.
You're going to have some first-time mom out there.
Gonna try to do that shit. And it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go, boo-boo.
And there's so many safer options for you to have a similar experience. Yeah. Birthing centers, you know. But, Lord. It's like y'all, sometimes y'all too dumb for your own good. But yeah, my umbilical cord was too short.
Short like you.
It was a bungee cord. I'm back.
Nope, she can't go yet. That, sorry. Nope. Man. Come on back, boo. Not time yet. Dang. That's crazy. I never heard about an umbilical cord being too short before.
Mm. It's so many things out there, bruh. That you can know, happen.
I'm saying a ton.
Who gonna treat your booty hole when that splits at home? You gotta think about these things. Pelvis bone be breaking. That's my friend. Her pelvis bone still ain't right.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Okay.
Jeez. Well, that scares me. All right. We just gonna move on.
Move on.
Dr. Dre is going through a tumultuous divorce. His estranged wife wants nearly $2 million a month in temporary spousal support in their divorce. And here's the breakdown, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to tell you the one that really threw me. Go ahead.
Laundry and cleaning, $10,000 a month. Clothes, $135,000 a month.
Okay.
Education, in parentheses, it says tuition and living expenses, $60,000 a month.
Mm.
Entertainment, $900,000 a month.
Mm.
Charitable contributions, $125,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage, $100,000 a month. And this is the one that
took everybody out.
Telephone, cell phone, email, $20,000 a month.
What
phone do you have that costs $20,000 a month. Ma'am, email is free.
She is calling the moon. Okay.
Ma'am.
It's $1,000 a minute to call the moon now. Something.
She calling the space station because $20,000 a month is insane.
$20,000. That's the one that really took us all out, even though the others were crazy. And my thing is, if this is what income, like, this may be what you're entitled to based mm-hmm. off of his income, mm-hmm. but whoever did this breakdown, they awesome. Didn't have your they best didn't. Interest.
Because that 20, telephone, email.
What's she in school for?
Maybe it's for the kids.
Oh, they maybe have kids?
I think so.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I know he has one with Michelle A., but that baby grown.
Yeah.
But I think they have kids.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because if it's tuition for the kids, that makes sense. I think they have kids. Let me Google.
Does it? How many kids do they have? 60,000 a month?
Them private schools in LA ain't no joke.
A month?
Private. If you have multiples.
A month?
Girl, it's a school back home that costs $30,000 a year, and that's just a high school.
Exactly, a year.
I'm just saying, we're but if you double, got double.
But we're talking double that a month.
Let's see.
A month.
Dr. Dre, let's see how many kids this man got. Oh, shit. Yeah, he got a ton of kids.
Oh, my God.
Andre Young Jr., Truly Young, Curtis Young, Truise Young, Marcel Young, LaTanya Danielle Young.
Damn.
Marcel, did I say Marcel?
No.
Marcel Young, Tyra Young. So he got...
That nigga know how to make a girl.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids.
But how many are still? Well, nonetheless.
6 kids.
Nonetheless.
One is grown. That I know. But they got, hold on, let me click. Him and his wife been married since 96. How's the youngest? Let me see. Hold on.
Marcella or whatever her name was.
Hold on. Marcel Young. He's 29, so that ain't it.
All these kids
Truly,
grown.
Truly, she's 19, so college.
I know college don't cost $60,000 a year. I mean, a month.
Curtis Young is almost 40, so that ain't it.
Most of these children are products from what we saw Andre in Young, Straight Outta Compton.
He died. I didn't know that. 37.
Yeah, these are all...
Trice, 23. I think that's.
Yeah. So let's just say there's the two in college.
Oh, Tyra. Tyra is. Don't say.
Oh, okay.
But she grown from what I can tell in these pictures.
Let's just say that there's two in college. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that their rents on the high end are $10,000 a month total.
Okay.
Let's say that their tuition is $50,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
which breaks down. Okay, well, so we're $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. which breaks down into what per month? Like, not even
$12,000.
$8,000. So we're at $18,000. Let's say that he gives them each $5,000 in spending money a month. So that's another $10,000. We're at $28,000. I
cannot mathematically get to $60,000 for tuition.
And living expenses.
But if the living expenses... Wouldn't that go into the mortgage? Like, you
first not of if all, they're living in their own apartment.
Your mortgage is $100,000 a month. Why
you don't have a mortgage? Which he doesn't. He doesn't.
You ain't got no mortgage unless you're gonna buy a house and he moves out.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Laundry and cleaning, $10,000 a month.
Now that was
she has
literally
some expensive shit. That makes sense.
Yeah.
She got some expensive shit that requires a special type of cleaning.
But also, why are you spending X amount on clothes? Was it like
$135,000 a month?
A month
on
clothes?
Is that necessary?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the telephone, cell phone, same shit an email.
Right. Like, bitch, you don't have a house phone.
What's the difference?
You don't.
What is the difference? Now, look, I am all for y'all getting the support that you deserve if you've been wrong.
And my thing is, get $2 million, but that breakdown is weird.
But the breakdown, they didn't do you right on the breakdown. Whoever is your lawyer, y'all need to have a conversation or you need to call Lisa Bloom. Maybe just... Now, Lisa Bloom can help you break some shit down and get some money from somebody, okay? Because, honey, this don't make entertainment $900,000 a month. What
How
is that?
How much money does he have?
He was a billionaire. He's a billionaire, right? He was. He's at $800 million now. But entertainment $900,000 a month? What could possibly enter in a pandemic at that? That's what I don't understand. What's going to entertain you for that, like, for that much?
I looked food into that, but $1 million on food?
One person cannot do that. No. It doesn't make sense.
None of it makes sense.
None
of it.
You got $1 million blocked off for entertainment. I know the judge probably saw that shit and was like, fuck is she getting entertained by?
Jesus.
It gotta be.
Whoever she's calling on the moon.
She probably Aliens. Watching movies on the moon.
Oh, I wonder how much that costs.
Now I could see $1 million. Her and Elon Musk probably got a little contract or something. But $900,000 is insane.
It's all insane.
If I was a judge, I'd be like, y'all gonna have to itemize this shit because this don't make sense to me. Right now, I'm about
my thing is, I how do you spend $2 million a month?
Well, I mean, people probably figure it out. Buy a lot of property, buy an island.
Every month, though.
Oh, every month? I couldn't.
Because, like, they're saying, you know, I mean, yeah, you could, the rich people could easily spend $2 million a month. They saying that yacht, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
$2 million a week.
Okay. I said I didn't even know they was letting niggas into Croatia,
girl.
But they are.
They let Jay-Z and Beyonce in.
No,
the
but
same
they,
way.
Americans can go there.
Oh, really?
I think it's the only one of the only few European countries we
Hell,
can go
that's
to.
The same. They went to Cuba before Cuba was even open.
Yeah, you're right.
It's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
You're right. Money and y'all be like, I don't want to be rich and famous.
Shit, I don't want to be. Famous.
I'll take my chances.
But I'll be rich.
I'll
as
take
hell.
My chances. If God said you can only be rich if you're famous, I said, well, give it
let
to
me.
I'll be a villain too. Make me Charlie Sheen. Bitch, as long as I'm rich, I will take my chances. I will hire a bomb PR team and we're gonna try and get right. But I'm gonna take my chances.
Okay.
Because it don't make sense the power y'all got.
A week.
It don't make sense.
That yacht ain't no joke either. That shit got like 3-4 floors.
That thing is damn near a carnival
I'm
ship.
I'm saying, it's beautiful.
Without the grummy germs.
It's beautiful. And it's just her and him and the babies. That's it.
It's just them, because you know they be
I don't think
people.
Mama Tina is there. Oh, at least God. What I saw, Mama Tina wasn't there.
Golly.
Child. One Man. Day. I keep telling myself, one day.
And I just be giving it to her, too.
I mean.
Here, Beyonce, take my money.
Just take it.
Oh, yeah. Have fun on the yacht.
I know.
I got to pay off my credit card. Right. The tickets I bought. I can't make it this time.
Oh, God. I can't. Okay, let's see. People are calling out this young lady for doing a cover of Ashanti's Foolish on TikTok and promoting it as her own song. She got merchandise. She got all of it. Everything she did is actually perfectly legal because it's a cover and Ashanti and her team will still get paid because she's still using her lyrics.
Okay.
But it's the other girl's voice, so she had to get a license it and all other types
of
shit.
As long as she went the legal route, Ashanti's getting paid, then hey, it is what it is. It's an awful cover though.
Yeah.
It is not good. The little snip that I heard, I was like, oh God.
I was like,
yikes.
Okay.
You shouldn't have did that, sis.
Okay, and then last but not least, I just lost it. Oh, damn. Gender reveal party sparks wildfire in California. Fires
don't talk about that.
7,000 acres. Did you see the video of the Bay Area yesterday?
Girl, yeah.
Of it being orange, basically? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow.
It's very sad what's going on over there, man.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to believe.
Global warming is real.
We all gonna die sooner than later. It's just a matter of how. more days that go by. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
I'm just, what is your idea of sooner rather than later?
Man, sometimes when shit like that happens, I don't be knowing. Because sometimes I'd be like, oh, you know, we're still a couple of centuries out. And then sometimes when you see some of the weird stuff that's happening, I'm like, bro, it could be any day now. Honestly, I mean, should day after like, tomorrow.
Jesus, he trying to tell us.
Look.
He is trying to tell us.
If there's one thing I've been telling Jesus all summer long, you are my Lord and Savior. I give my life to you. Thank you. Amen. There should be... no confusion.
Come back. Just tell us.
When
just
you come, there should be no confusion, Lord.
Man.
Come on now.
And, okay, here we'll end it on a positive note because love wins, y'all. Niecy Nash is remarried.
I thought we talked about that on the last episode.
No, this just got announced.
It was not just. How long ago was that?
It just got announced. You were on vacation.
Oh, you know what? I may have been. I can't remember who I was like.
You didn't talk to me.
Oh, I texted. I texted in the group. I did text you and Tyrell. I said, so am I the only one? And then I fucked it up. I was so confused. I was like, am I the only
Tyrell
one?
Tyrell was like, no.
What's going on?
Yes.
No. Am I the only one that didn't know Niecy Nash was gay? Sorry, guys. I meant, am I the only one that didn't? Wait, what?
I was like, what? Tyrell was like, no.
Nobody yes. knew Niecy Nash was
Nobody
gay.
Knew. I mean, hey, love wins, girl. Be happy.
Yes, ma'am.
Live your best life. And that's all I've got for you guys.
Speaking of love wins, tell them about Ronald.
Oh. Ronald McDonald and Burger King are doing an ad in Finland called Love Conquers All. And it's a picture of the Burger King mascot and Ronald McDonald kissing.
Did we ask for it, Kirsten?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
Nobody asked. First of all, why are you assigning sexuality to fucking mascots?
Thank you.
That's what I don't understand. Who cares? Ronald McDonald and Burger King's mascot don't need to be in love with each other. That shit makes absolute. Who was in the room that told y'all, let's do this? Didn't nobody ask for that.
Lauren.
Mm. Work playlist.
Kirsten's like, and we're moving on. Alrighty. So I have, I don't think I have that much on my work playlist. I'm forgetting of when we last talked. So y'all forgive me. I'm just going to focus in on a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Big Sean's album.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talked about Big Reverence.
No.
Deep Reverence. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was like, wait, something was wrong about
like,
that.
Big Reverence.
Yeah. That's Deep Reverence. No. I know I talked about that on our last mm-hmm. episode. Mm-hmm. I did get a chance to listen to Big Sean's album. Of course, I had a chance to listen to Big Sean's album. I went on a road trip with Tyrell. It was non-negotiable.
Y'all have to know Tyrell to understand that is 100% accurate.
It's pretty good.
It is good. They said
it's
he did
long.
Really good. Oh God, I don't.
Girl,
want to do long.
Let me see
I
how
hate
long it
albums.
Is.
I really do.
We're
I
being so conditioned to
listen to shorter albums.
Yeah,
but you've gotten me. God damn,
it's an hour and 11 minutes.
That's not awful, but I'm good with a good
45 minutes.
That's all I need.
45 minutes.
I can listen to you while I'm getting ready in the morning. Like 45 minutes, short, sweet.
Yep.
That's fine. Hour and a lot. Shit.
Yeah. That's
one of them.
One song,
I gotta turn it off. I'm tired.
One song is 10 minutes. So take that into account. It's the Friday Night Cypher. I really like the song, but I have only listened to the whole thing once. But it's basically Big Sean got every artist you could fucking think of from Detroit and put them on this cypher. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah. It's Liddy.
T Grizzly is from Detroit?
Yeah, girl. The state of Michigan banned me from every jewelry store.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yep. Yep, I'm remembering. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I am not a huge, I think I've said this on the podcast before, how I like Big Sean. I think he's mm-hmm. a really talented artist, mm-hmm. but his voice bores me, so I'm not a huge Big mm-hmm. Sean fan. Mm-hmm. But this album is really good. My favorite songs, biased, but I'm not, because it also kind of balanced it out, is Body Language with Ty Dolla $ign and Jhené Aiko.
Of course.
I got to tell you, me and Tyrell got in a huge debate over Jhené Aiko at the beach.
What?
I think we finally have moved past it. I finally think we found understanding.
On a Friday. Y'all, they've been back since Sunday.
Wait, what do you mean?
When did you move past it?
Oh, at the beach. We got into a huge... Okay. Yeah, we were like, about? It was heated. About Jhené Aiko.
What about her?
Tyrell really hates it that I say that she probably wouldn't be where she is if it wasn't for her being light-skinned. He takes offense to that.
Why he think he light-skinned? Because he not.
She...
I know, but I'm saying, why does he take offense? He think he light-skinned?
Thank you, Kirsten. He's not. That was me. And he was like, I take it personal because you're not giving her music any credit. And why I like her music.
That ain't got shit to do with you, Tyrell.
Thank you, Kirsten. What? That's what I said.
I thought it was light-skinned unite, but his ass is brown. Yeah. I'm confused. Okay.
Well.
I take offense. Oh.
So we didn't go to bed that night until 5 a.m. All the whole group, we were talking about Jhené Aiko and kinds of stuff. But anyways, back to Big Sean. I like the song Body Language featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Jhené Aiko. I like the song Wolves featuring Post Malone. Don't know why, because I'm also don't really care for Post Malone, but I really like that song. Mm-hmm. And then my other third, if I had to choose a third favorite, it would be the Friday Night Cypher one. But everything, honestly, is good. The Dom Kennedy one is good. It's just a good album. If you haven't, take an hour and 11 minutes out of your time and listen to the new Big Sean album.
Take an hour and 11 minutes out of your time.
But the highlight... of my week.
Uh-oh.
Of releases.
Uh-oh.
Kirsten, can you guess what it is?
Hit Different by SZA and Ty Dolla $ign.
You know me so well.
Oh, my gosh. As soon as I saw it, I was like, Deja is playing this on repeat.
But that song hit different, though. For real, for real. That song. I love that song. SZA is singing. She looked good in the video. My boo sounds sexy. He on every chorus. I'm like, Hey. Hit different. Boom, boom. Hey. She dancing. She was killing it.
She was dancing. Ooh.
I love that song.
It's been, what, almost 3 years since we got a SZA song?
Right. And I still listen to Control at least once every other month.
It's such a good album.
From the Ruta to the Tuta.
Like, that shit is going to age extremely well.
Girl. I was just listening to Go Gina on repeat last week because I was just like,
Go Gina.
We obsessed with that song.
You got that get right, mama.
That's a bop.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my highlights from this week. What is on your work playlist?
Luke James. I love his voice, truly. He has a new song out called, it's a remix, All of Your Love with Kirby. I recommend you all go listen to that. All right. Usher dropped a new track, Bad Habits.
I Cry?
Oh. Huh?
What's the name? I thought it was called I Cry. Mm-mm. That new Usher song.
Bad Habits.
Oh, he's expecting a baby.
Sorry. He is expecting a baby. That is accurate. Good for him.
Congrats.
Yep. He's also doing a residency in Vegas next July.
Girl, yes.
Yeah. July 2021 in Vegas.
Peeped it.
It's not expensive either. It's like 200.
They'll probably go up if COVID goes down.
Yeah. So that's going
to
be
interesting. No, but I'm trying to go for real, for real.
Okay.
Well, we're supposed to now be going to Vegas next summer in place for DeMonica's Bachelorette.
Okay. So, did she find a wedding date now? Like a new wedding date yet?
They're narrowing it down.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Oh, Victoria Monet. What's the song? Hold on. I just saw her name. That's why it just popped into my head. I think it's Ass Like That.
That's old.
I know I'm late, but that's a bop.
I know I brought it up on the podcast.
You probably did.
Months ago, because it was one of my favorite songs of 2019.
I liked it when I heard it, but it just hit me.
I don't know why.
I feel like my booty got bigger, so that could possibly be it.
Your booty was already big.
It was, but it's gotten a little larger as the pandemic has gone on.
She want to know how I got hang that.
I think it had a lot to do with my workouts and my biking because my legs.
Yeah.
Been,
yeah.
Marlon was like, what the hell? He looked at me the other day. He's like, where's the booty coming from? I was like, I don't know.
The bike.
Yeah, it has to be.
But I love that song, Kirsten. It's a bop. One of my favorite Victoria Monet songs.
Also, let's see here. What else do I got? What else have I been vibing to? So I this is, we've talked about this already too.
Okay.
But Forgive Me by Chloe and Halle has become one of my new favorite.
Bring it back, repetitive. Bring that shit songs. Back.
And I think it came back to me. I saw a video of one of their performances of it. And they had sang it in a different
way. It That's was where I am fire. With the title track.
Ungodly Hour.
After that VMA performance. My gosh. I was listening to that on repeat again because they've killing, they tore that up.
First of all, they've been killing all their performances.
Say but that.
It was one, Halle wasn't singing in her normal, like, high tone. Mm-hmm. It was low. I was like, God damn. And they did Do It in a different way, too, at one point.
What was this performance for? I feel like I may have seen it.
The Do It one?
No, the Forgive Me one.
Oh. I can't remember, but it was dark. They did it in a more dark tone.
I feel they like I've seen
like
this.
They had all black. Dark. Yep. Yeah, it was dark tone. This. And I was like, shit.
And that bass hit like a motherfucker.
I was like, well, damn, shout out to the tennis court, okay?
I love them. Speaking of Chloe and Halle, though, did you listen to the Do It remix? I haven't listened to it yet.
Mm-hmm. City Girls, Carisha, boo.
I heard it. So what's wrong? Let
it
go.
It was bad. Her verse is, I hate her verse.
What's wrong with it though? Everybody talking like saying she rapped like a kindergartner.
She did.
Oh, was she off beat? Was she blue facing it?
Let me see if I can find it, huh? That's Doja Cat. That's their verse.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm with my friends.
In a Benz.
No.
AMG. In a N. Hey. It wasn't that bad.
I heard it first. I was like, what the hell?
It just messed up. Did it, was it, do you think it would have been as bad if it wasn't surrounded by other people that like had good verses?
Maybe. I think the problem is a lot of people still, like, Chloe and Halle are getting older, and I think her verse was should have been on The Kids Are All Right when they were younger.
Oh, man.
To me. All like, it would have fit with The Kids Are All Right, but this album is a lot more adult and more grown up. They're in their 20s now, and I feel like she just set us back a few.
Maybe they're trying to get...
She said her verse was for TikTok, so I get why she did it.
Oh,
but it's also like, no. She said, my verse was for the kids and TikTok.
Maybe also they're trying to get her to write more of her stuff. Because, you know, JT writes still a lot. And
let JT keep doing it. Don't. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, you don't put that shit on an album until you done practiced a few more times.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of, we called it. Remember when we talked about Saweetie and... I think it maybe just came out the last time we recorded.
The Tap-In remix? What about it?
Who's heard it? I mean, I have heard it, but not by choice. It just so happened to come on a playlist.
It did.
Ain't nobody talking about that shit, crickets.
First of all, the new song, they lighten Sweetie's ass up, poor thing.
What happened now?
She released a snippet of this new video song she working on. It don't sound. Let me just play it.
No.
Let me just play it.
What's going on, Saweetie?
I think she's trying to find her sound. I do. And I get it. I do. Everything ain't going to work, though.
But I feel like she has a sound. Maybe not. Because when I'm thinking of words to describe it, none come to mind. Mm-hmm. Tyrell was calling her Sawaweetie.
See? That's all the snippet she released.
That's not that bad.
It's not awful, but I think she's still trying to figure out her sound.
Mm.
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
She just needs to rock with the West Coast. There is no other West Coast female rapper right now.
That is true.
With that's the stereotypical female rapper. Mm-hmm. So she just needs to, like, she needs to be okay with that and be like an artist that's like a Nipsey or a D Smoke, or mm-hmm. whenever you hear their music, it makes you feel like you are listening mm-hmm. to California. Mm-hmm. It's the beats.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that because she's not from Southern California. She doesn't have that accent, mm-hmm. but even maybe she could tap into him being a mentor or something. I don't know.
Who,
but,
Quavo?
No.
He's a good writer. He is.
No, but the rapper, the white rapper from over there.
G-Eazy
also gives me, every time you hear G-Eazy, his songs sound like very California.
Very Bay Area. Very.
They sound like California. So I feel like she needs to just tap in and be okay. Right now, I feel like she's chasing the trap sound a little bit.
Which could also be influenced
by her just being surrounded by someone like Quavo.
Yeah.
And assuming like the Migos. But I think she needs to really focus on keeping and fostering relationships mm-hmm. and making music with LA producers or California producers.
Okay.
Take my if Charlamagne put us on our podcast on his podcast platform, then Sweetie may have a chance to hear us and she could take our advice and we could change her career.
All right, now moving on into the professional clapback.
All right.
I had to clap back today, child.
Oh, what would you say?
This lady was very rude to somebody and tried to give feedback on our service and acting like she did nothing wrong. And she sent her little support manager or whoever is kind of like helping them make like keep their business like going and all the different things to ask me about it. Like, oh, I heard some feedback. And she said that this person didn't do this. I said, no, she was rude. She slammed a door in this person's face. She yelled at them like, no, we're not going to do that. So I had to clap back with facts.
Oh, that's the best clap back, honey.
It is the best clap back. I went all through all my little evidence. Because we had to do, we had to investigate it. The way the lady called me and complained about it made me seem like this person was completely in the wrong. And then once we investigated it, I was like,
never mind.
I was like, you ain't getting your money back. It's not going to happen. Move on. Rude ass. And then and the thing with me is, like, this shit happened, like, 2-3 weeks ago. Mm. And I'm still hearing about this situation.
Oh, it's the lady you told me about, it sounds like. I feel like you told me about this.
Probably.
Lady.
But it's still happening. Like, you done told the support crew how you feel. Now you telling her. And everybody keep asking
The one me. That was like, I'm tired of these issues when this has been her only issue, really?
Maybe I don't not. Think so.
Okay, never mm-mm. mind.
My thing, it was just like, I said, I've talked to this person about this at least 3 times now. Why are we still? All right, you want to know too? She was rude. She slammed the door in her face. And you don't follow the policy. Like, you're not doing what we expect you to do. So, no, I'm not giving you your money back. It's the end of it. Leave me alone. I ain't heard back since, so maybe they'll leave me alone.
Well, clapping back with facts is always the best clapback. I mean, there's really nothing they can say. They can mm-hmm. come back like a Trump supporter with some rubbish, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, they know what it is. Mm-hmm. But Kirsten gave a good one. I can give mine. Please refer to the instructions. Period. Mm-hmm. And that's the nicest way I can say, I've already told you this. I've already provided you with the steps. Mm-hmm. Nigga. Mm,
essentially.
It's in the instructions.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had to do that today. But I didn't have to tell someone. The person that needed to read went to someone else asking for help. They came to me. Can you help them? It's in their instructions.
Right.
If they didn't read. Refer, and that's exactly what I typed out. If they refer to the instructions, they will see how to complete the document. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And scene. They be trying us.
They always try us.
All right, Kirsten.
All right, tip of the week. Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just weird today.
It's been a week.
I understand.
They've been driving me nuts, especially it started on Wednesday. And the last 3 days, I've been on the phone nonstop. Mm. But anywho, my tip of the week would be, I know I always talk about communication. Communication is important. Mm-hmm. However, you can also give people space to process whatever you're communicating about. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I am a person that I will talk some shit out. I do not like to argue. I will happily have a conversation with you all day long mm-hmm. to talk about it. I don't do this back and forth shit. I will talk. Mm-hmm. But everybody not like me. Mm-mm. And I got to accept that. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't want to talk Mm-mm. when I want to talk. Mm-mm. Sometimes they need their minute. Mm. And me being me, I'd be like, nah, we gonna talk about it. No. Mm-mm. You're making it worse. Mm-hmm. Give them their space. If they tell you, I need a minute, give them a minute. They ain't going nowhere. They be back.
Give them so much space, it's going to cost Dr. Dre's ex-wife $10,000 a minute to call you. That much space.
Just give them space. I'm just kidding. If somebody be like, I need a minute, I just need some space, I want to be alone, let them have it.
But our couples therapist always says, don't leave. If you're going to take a break, give space. Before you separate or leave that situation, establish a time on when you're going to revisit.
Yep. Be like, all right, I'll give you some space. We can talk about it tomorrow.
At what time?
Tomorrow, after when you get off work, I'll be here.
During breakfast, right.
Okay. Exactly. Let them go. Because men, in particular, are shitty communicators. They just are.
I'm starting to feel like it may be a Sagittarius man thing.
That could also be part of it. We both date Sagittariuses. Well, she's married to one. I'm just dating.
We still dating?
Okay. So yeah, it could be. I don't know.
But listen and be like, this extra bit. So figure out what we're doing this coming weekend, Tyrell. What's the date? We got a book. We scratch off dates.
Oh, that's cute.
Girl, helps.
I'm sure. It reminds you to make time for each other.
Well, not even that, but you know, part of the thing, it'd be trying to think of something to do. Yeah.
Oh, it tells you what to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
It gives you clues to so you know before you scratch it off. Like, you can see if it's something that's indoors, outdoors, if it costs money, if it requires supplies, if it's, yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Tyrell got it. Oh. Online.
I might have to get that.
Text him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's all I got. Give people space.
Did we get any emails?
Oh, let me check.
Ooh,
sorry.
Kirsten, we got a lot of feedback on who y'all want to be our first guest.
We did. Media. That was actually funny.
We're still waiting on our mic. It was
back ordered.
Mm-hmm. So I think, did we come to the conclusion of Pierre?
Yeah, because he's
totally
moving.
Yeah, our friend Pierre, which is a fan favorite. Mm. We haven't talked about him in a while. We haven't gotten into shenanigans, but we also haven't seen Pierre in a while.
I miss him, though.
I miss him, too, but I'm going to have to record that with my mask on because Pierre be out here.
He do be out in these streets at all times. You know, I miss a good Kirsten and Pierre argument.
Me?
Y'all, those were the best.
God.
People in the office used
Pierre
to
be antagonizing Kirsten. Kirsten calls him fat. Pierre laughs and antagonizes her more.
Yep, every time. And then out of the blue, sometimes I'll just hit him with one real quick. And I catch him off guard and he'd be like, damn.
Right.
You got me on that one.
Me and Pierre don't argue. I just act like his mama and curse him out for doing something and then walk away.
And Pierre be like, you tripping.
Right.
And then goes about his business. To be what? Is he 34 now?
At this point, I just tell people Pierre's 40.
he's up there. Pierre, I want to say he's 34, 35.
I was going to say maybe 35.
And it's been a minute, so I've lost count. I've lost track. But Pierre's up there. So
just round up.
But he's such a child.
So y'all pray for our mic that it comes. I think y'all will enjoy him.
Y'all will enjoy Pierre. It's going to be a fun conversation.
And he's been begging us to be on.
He has for years. So yeah, we will talk to y'all next week.
Pierre's the nigga that was supposed to, he was supposed to create our damn theme song. And that's on that. We can go now. That shit just hit me. Y'all remember when we were supposed to have a theme song?
Yeah, and it never happened.
That was Pierre.
It was.
Bye.